Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Century Textiles and Industries Limited Q3 FY23 conference call hosted by Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phones. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amit Srivastava from Batlivala & Karani Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, Rohan. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of B&K Securities, welcome you all to the 3Q FY23 earnings conference call of Century Textiles. We have with us from the management, Mr. R.K. Dalmia, Managing Director, Mr. Vijay Kaul, CEO, Century Pulp and Paper, Mr. K.T. Jithendran, CEO of Birla Estates, and Mr. Snehal Shah, CFO. We would start the call with the opening remarks from the management, which will be followed by Q&A. Over to you, sir, for the opening remarks.
Thank you. A very good evening to everyone joining us today. Firstly, I wish you all a very happy New Year, and I hope that you and your family members are healthy and keeping safe. It is my pleasure to welcome you all to the earnings conference call for the third quarter and nine months ended of the financial year 2023. Let me first take you all through the quarterly industry and financial highlights. Amidst the global uncertainties, India GDP growth has been resilient. The pickup in economic activity is reflected across the various economic indicators. Financial stability and inflation have been maintained through prompt rate hikes. Unfortunately, though the inflationary pressure have impacted the consumer demand across the sector. Coming to the financial performance of Century Textiles Industries Limited, for the third quarter of financial year 2023, the consolidated turnover grew by 10% year-on-year to 1,150 crores. The EBITDA of Q3 FY23 declined by 13% year-on-year to 91 crores, and the net profit after tax stood at 7 crores. Now let me take you through some of the key highlights across our three businesses verticals. Starting with the real estate business. The real estate business achieved excellent growth with a strong brand pull, backed by a good festive season and strong consumer interest in home ownership. Notwithstanding an impending global crisis, the India story remains strong, especially for real estate, due to stable and user-driven demand. Birla Estates achieved sales of INR 383 crores in Q3 FY23, registering a year-on-year growth of 11%. Collections were robust, with over 95% collection efficiency from all the projects during the quarter on back-to-back strong empathetic customer approach. The revenue for this segment stood at 36 crores in third quarter. All the projects continue to garner strong interest from market. Birla Niyaara has become the largest selling project in a year in Mumbai metropolitan region, with booking value of INR 1,915 crores in calendar year 2022. Birla Niyaara clocked a cumulative sales of Indian rupees 1,000 crores and is close to fully selling out the second phase, which was launched only in the previous quarter after having fully sold out first phase last year. Project execution at all our launched projects is ongoing in full swing, with complete focus on safety, quality, and timely delivery. Birla Vanya, Birla Lokya, Birla Navya Phase 1 are due for delivery in the coming financial year. We are completely focused on providing an exceptional experience to our customers. The MSR and RR mega project in Bengaluru, which were acquired in Q4 of previous year and Q2 of this year respectively, are currently under design stage, and we expect to launch both the projects in next financial year. Our two commercial assets, Birla Aurora, Birla Centurion, continue to generate stable rental as well. The demand fundamentals are expected to remain robust despite fear of global economic slowdown in the near term. The mortgage rates are expected to remain stable at current levels, hence the industry outlook remains positive. Large and listed players are expected to continue to dominate the sales as home buyers are ready to pay a premium to mitigate execution risk as the demand has moved to under construction projects due to lack of good ready to move in inventory in the market. Our unique positioning as a developer of trust will help us to become one of the top real estate developers in the country. Now moving on the pulp and paper segment, unfortunately, this quarter has been a shift in the market demand as compared to previous quarters. The overall demand in writing and printing paper, board and tissue segments have subdued on account of slowdown in FMCG sector, pressure from low price import and exports order diverted to domestic markets. Apart from external factors, a lot of internal factors have also contributed a lower production level. The pulp and paper business undertook a shutdown in paper, board and tissue plant for maintenance and capex commissioning, which resulted in a lower total production compared to last quarter. PM3 paper plant and board plants were shut down for 9 days. PM4 paper plant was shut down for 22 days due to commissioning of shoe press. Also, the tissue plant remains shut for 10 days due to power and steam constraints affecting production and profitability. Also, the fiber line was shut down due to D2 tower damage for 45 days. To keep the paper machine running, imported hardwood fiber was used, which impacted profitability heavily. For the third quarter, the overall capacity utilization was 93%, with sales volume witnessing a decline of 17% on year-on-year of 95,384 metric ton. In the Q3 FY23, our net sales grew by 18% on year-to-year to 863 crores, primarily driven by better realization, while EBITDA grew by 10% year-on-year to reach 100 crores. For 9 months FY23, our net sales grew by 34% year-on-year to ₹2,662 crores, while EBITDA grew by 42% year-on-year to ₹427 crores, and EBITDA margins were 16%. Considering the present domestic and global economic scenario, the short and medium-term outlook for Indian paper industry appears to be neutral. Lastly, talking about the textile division, for the third quarter under review, the net sales declined by 10% year-on-year to ₹237 crore, with an EBITDA loss of ₹7 crore. For 9 months FY23, sales stood at 729 crores with EBITDA loss of ₹13 crores. In quarter financial 23, the domestic retail market was under pressure with low to medium footfall across the segments in the retail sector. The garment converters and brands started to delay their production on account of the falling raw material prices. Additionally, export inquiry also did not show much improvement, and the order from US and Europe were at low level. Until the market sees stable raw material prices, price scenario, and a stabilization in the yarn and fabric demand, it seems that the demand will continue to be under pressure. On the ESG front, the company will continue to pursue its goal of sustainable business and working on all controllable aspects to lift its performance and in an uncontrollable external environment. With that, we can now open the floor for the question and answer session. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Biplab Debbarma from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Thank you and good afternoon to everyone. Sir, this is related to real estate. In the past quarterly presentation, the land parcel at Worldview was shown as 30 acres. And in the latest, last few quarters maybe, updates, it is only showing 14 acres. Just one trying to understand, is this because there is some impediment in developing the remaining 16 acres? What is the reason for this?
Hi, Biplab. Thanks for the question. So I think it's the same. There is no change. Birla Niyara, the three residential towers that we are developing is consisting of 14 acres. Over and above that, we have a commercial development coming next to Birla Niyara, which is to be the which you know counts for the balance. So I didn't get you. Were you saying 20 or 30?
30, sir. Earlier you used to show 30.
No, 30 remains because Birla West, Birla near the Worli Century Textile, on the west side we have the colony land, the workers colony, that is 10 acres and this parcel is 20 acres. So together it constitutes 30 acres. I think somewhere you must have misread saying ki Birla Niyara, which is this, the residential towers, that is 30, that is 14 acres. So this this three residential towers is 14 acres. Then we have a commercial thing which is coming next to it with a little bit of retail. So together this part is 20 acres and the other part of the land, which is the colony development, which is 10 acres. So together it remains 30 acres. There's no change.
There is no impediment. And this 30 acres?
Yeah, everything remains the same. No change.
Okay. And this 30 acres translated to more than
5 million square feet. Yeah. Roughly around 5 million. Yeah.
Okay, sir. Thank you for this. Second question is, considering that there is no new project launches and all the sales booking is based on the sustenance sales, you are doing excellently well. So next focus will be on new projects. So can you give us some color, some kind of insights on where are we in terms of in the project acquisition? Because growth will come from besides Niyara. The growth would come from new project launches. So where are we on business development, sir?
So, Biplab, to about new launches come from two places. One is completely new project launch. The other is a new phase launch in an existing project. So we are hoping to launch a new phase in our Birla Navya in Gurugram sometime in February, mid-February or early March. We are just waiting for the RERA clearance. We haven't got it yet. We are expecting that to come sometime in mid-Feb, following up vigorously. So that should give an impetus for a new phase launch in our current project. As far as new project launches are concerned, you know that we have finalized two projects in Bangalore. One is a profit-sharing joint venture in Devanahalli and another one in RR Nagar. Both these project launches are expected in the next financial year.
So, on business development front, sir?
Yeah, so in business development, we are hopeful that in the next 3 to 5 months, we will be announcing a lot of new projects. We are, very hopeful. We are, in advanced stages of discussions in Mumbai, Bangalore, Pune and NCR, each of these regions. but because the due diligence, etc., it's taking a bit of time. Hopefully before the end of this quarter or early next quarter, we will be able to, make a few, very encouraging announcements.
That's very, very, very reassuring, sir. This question is regarding paper. Sir, what is the EBITDA margin you did in this quarter in paper? And if I have to see that say, in Q4 or the next three quarters, what would be the steady state EBITDA margin in paper that we should see?
Sunil, you will take it.
So, Biplav, our EBITDA margins last for the 9 months continue to be around 16%. This year, this quarter, of course, because of the reasons that Mr. Dalmia has already mentioned in his opening remarks, there has been a little bit of a dip. But I think we should be able to maintain 16, or maybe in the next quarter, at least in the next quarter, achieve 18%.
Okay. Okay. Fine. Thank you, sir. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone phones at this time. We have the next question from the line of Himanshu Javeri from Dhruv Gems. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to ask, aren't we a little slow in the new business development deals? Because from what I see, the new projects almost, we don't have any much inventory to sell except the Niyaara one. So we should be a little aggressive in signing out new deals and in the next growth phase of the company. Your views, please.
Hi, Himanshu. Thank you for the question. I take your point, take your feedback. We have been very cautious. There are lots of development happening. As I said, a lot of talks and discussions happening. We are in advanced stages. We are also mindful that because of the current inflationary stage, prices of land has gone up. But we have also taken a very open view in terms of we are open to now even buying properties as against previously sticking only to JVs. So we are having an open mind. We have but just been cautious of the various risks involved. Being a company which is establishing itself, strengthening its balance sheet, etc. Having said that, we are very, very enthusiastic and aggressively looking at the right opportunities. And as I mentioned to you, I am quite hopeful that in the next 3 to 4 months, we should be signing quite a few good deals across 3 or 4 regions, across all 4 regions.
And have we taken any price hikes in the Birla Niyaara project? And when is the second phase going to launch over there?
Yeah, so Himanshu, we have taken a price hike. We took it some time back. We have taken a 7.5% hike. Today we are selling in the region about 63,000 rupees per square foot on carpet. We are at, so that's the stage of Birla Niyaara. Of course, as you have seen that we have sold more than 1900 crores of inventory here out of the 3200 crores possible. We are now in the stages of, final stages of the designing of Tower B. We are bringing in some changes, etc., depending on the current market situation. We are quite hopeful that, we will be able to bring this into the market by next year, next financial year, either Q3. Hopefully by Q3. After getting
and what is the the carpet area construction cost in this Niyaara should be around 20,000 a foot, 20-25,000.
Overall cost, including all escalations, contingencies across the 5 years of construction, should be in the region of about 18-19,000 rupees.
18-19,000. This is also carpet, right? Or what is
it? That's right.
Okay, so we are selling at around 60,000, right?
As of now, yeah.
As of now, right. So we, and before you were saying that when we sell off 50-60% of the project, we'll immediately launch the second phase. So is there any delay in, or we are just waiting it out for launching the second phase?
No, the delay is largely we want to understand the change dynamics in the Worli market. Things have changed, so we're just absorbing that, of course, and creating a new product in Tower B, which will be very different from Tower A. So that's the only reason for waiting out for, you know, waiting till December, because the entire approval process itself is going to take, you know, in Mumbai that much time.
Oh, okay, okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your touchtone phones. The next question is from the line of Biplab Debarma from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Sir, just trying to understand on the business development front. Sir, what kind of, can you give us some color, what kind of projecting concept in terms of GDP, gross development value, or in terms of sales value of these projects? Are those big projects, 5,000, 10,000 or 2,000 crore kind of projects that you are doing, you are in discussion?
Biplab, difficult to answer that question right now. We are, as I mentioned, in all types of, you know, we are looking at, you know, scale projects, we are looking at mid-sized projects, we are looking at brand projects which are of a smaller size. We are aggressively currently pursuing all these deals. How many of them and which one of them will be finally fructify, and that will be too much of, you know, forward thinking. Or so I don't want to speculate there. That will be after speculation. So I'll refrain from that. Suffice to say that there are pretty good, strong, you know, number of deals are there. And hopefully they should, you know, we are very, 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 very hopeful that to grow this business, very aspiration to grow this business at a, you know, at a very huge scale over the coming year. So this, the projects that we are pursuing is consistent with that goal. I cannot reveal beyond this. That will be open to speculation.
Okay, that's all right. And so regarding the Niyaara project that you have, I guess, sold more than 65% of the inventory. And are you seeing any kind of change in footfalls because you have sold a significant...
So early days now, Biplab, we have finished less than a year. We just started construction about May or April or May. So, and we have taken all the contingencies, escalation in our budget. So I don't see any change in input costs at this early stage.
No, sir. My question is on the footfalls in the sense of inquiries and, you know, conversion or, you know, footfalls to the project site and everything. Do you see any change, or you see the momentum of the sales that we have seen so far continuing in Biraniyara?
Yeah, so the position is very different. You know, Dalmeji mentioned in his opening talk, this has been the fastest selling project in Mumbai by more than a huge distance. So we've sold, as you know, 1900 crores in last calendar year. So I don't think there is any. The only problem now is that you know, we don't have inventory. So we are now waiting for Tower B. 293 flats are sold out of the 410 or whatever. And most of the small size inventories are gone. What's left is the large size inventories. Now they are also finding traction. Even the large inventories are moving. So I am, the only challenge we now would be to increase prices and, you know, create more value. I think our focus will be to just keep on, because we don't want to sell off everything in the first year or second year. Would like to wait it out and, you know, capture more value by selling it at the right time. I think so that staggering of sales is what we are focusing on. I think, you know, this is 70%, 293 out of 410, so 413. So I think we have sold enough and we'll wait for the traction. Of course, the best inventory is the kind of traction we are having initially, or we can't expect that to happen now. We used to sell 400-500 in the first few months. Now we are selling close to about 100 crores every month. Because that's the inventory which is left. So now when Tower B gets launched, we'll again get a surge, hopefully during the launch time.
Okay. And one final question is on the project delivery of, I don't know, I might have missed whether you mentioned about the project delivery in Kalyan, Gurgaon and Bangalore. When are we expecting this delivery of these projects, ongoing projects?
So, first phase of Kalyan, entire Birla Lokya in Bangalore and first phase of Birla Navya in Gurugram, all are slated for delivery next year.
No, next year by around what?
Later half of the year. All of them comes in the later half of the year, yeah. Ranging from September, August, September till March.
Okay, okay, okay. Thank you. That's all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, those who wish to ask a question may press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Smitesh Sheth from Raylan Securities. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Sir, just now you mentioned in the call that okay, Birla Niera Phase 2, there are some new dynamics and new thinking going on. So could you slightly elaborate on it? What does it mean and what are we planning, please?
Thank you, Smitesh. So what we are thinking is just creating more variety in the product mix. We don't want to bring in the same product mix that we got in Birla First Tower. We are bringing more variety in different product mix. That's all.
Okay. And can you just suggest, sir, when would the expected launch date would be maybe by June, July next year? I mean this year? For Phase 2, pre-Diwali?
Desh, I think it will be post-Diwali.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Giriraj Daga from KM Visaria Family Trust. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, team. I don't know whether I've actually spoken about this in the call. So, like, we started with the year saying that we will be able to, like, do somewhere about close to 2,000 crore of pre-sales in this year. Do you think we are on target to achieve that?
Giriraj, I think we are well on target to achieve that as of now.
Okay. And when I have to look at, let's say, FY24, what would be the number you will indicate for FY24 on a pre-sale?
Difficult to predict that now and look like, you know, some kind of forward thing. So I think we will refrain from it now. We'll come back to you. But we are, you know, on a strong growth path, so it should be, you know, better number than 2,000. Giriraj will come back to you. I don't want to speculate at this point of time.
Okay. Last thing from my side on the paper side of it. You mentioned the reason why it was soft during this quarter. But how is the situation now? Like, are we looking at a normalization or some retracement of the fall in the margin what we saw in quarter three, or like this is going to be the normal level stabilizing at current level?
No, it is going to be the okay.
So Mitesh, right?
No, Giriraj.
Giriraj. So Giriraj, I think as far as the commissioning of all the plants that we had, that has been done. So number two, the small breakdown that we had in our fiber line, which made us, you know, buy imported pulp at a higher cost. So that shutdown has been taken, that breakdown has been taken care of. So all internal issues have been sorted out. What has happened is that because our production was low, therefore the margins were low because the fixed cost had to be absorbed at a lower production that way. So hopefully, if the prices remain what they are today, we should improve our margins in the coming quarter.
Have you taken any price? So what we are hearing from the market is that imports have started going up, obviously in some certain segment in the paper side of it. And certain price corrections have also happened. So have we taken any price cut?
No, we, as the import things are coming in, but at the same time, the, the raw material prices are also coming down slightly. So keeping in view of the raw material prices which have happened in the last 3-4 months, we have to take a price correction to that an extent. That's all what we have done. That too also in only one segment. In paper and tissue, we have not taken any, price cut at all.
Okay, okay. Sure. Thanks from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Harsh Pathak from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, good evening. So my question is, what kind of unsold inventory we are carrying right now in Birla Estates for the project that have been already launched? And what is the inventory that will get released at Birla Navya in Feb-March?
Harsh, I don't have the full details, but largely, you know, we have sold whatever we have launched, almost 80% of the inventory across projects, roughly about 80%. And Birla Navya, we will bring about 450 crores of new inventory as phase three of the project. Phase one is 100% sold, phase two is about 90% sold. So broadly that in Birla Vanya Kalyan, we have sold about more than 800 units of the 1200, so about 400, so that's 2/3. Birla Alokya, about 196 out of 218 is sold. Birla Navya Gurugram, as I mentioned, first phase is 100% sold, second phase is almost 90% sold, third phase will launch now, which will be about 400 crores. Birla Tistia, again, out of 392 units, 293 is sold. Birla Niyara, as I mentioned, 414 to 287 is sold. So that's the kind of situation.
Okay. So, sir, in that case, the sales that the bookings that you have clocked till now, that is around 1300 odd crores for the first 9 months. So, would this inventory be enough to meet our 2000 crore target for this year?
Yeah, that much we have the inventory. Largely from phase two, as I mentioned, it's important for us to launch phase three of Birla Navya. We're waiting for the RERA clearance. If that comes, then I think easily we will be able to achieve this target.
And what kind of sales are we expecting upon launch for Navya project, since in NCR the demand looks quite strong? So what kind of sales are we expecting internally?
I think at least about 50% of this inventory should be able to sell during the launch.
Okay. Sure. And so on the ground level, have we seen what are the demand, kind of demand we are seeing? Because we have been hearing that luxury is getting traction. So how are we designing our projects? How are we applying our designs to the broader ground level demand trends? Any light you can provide on that front?
Not very clear, Harsh. You are asking ki now how the luxury segment is shaping up. Is that what you are asking?
No, on the broader residential demand, what we have been hearing is that the luxury segment is getting more traction, whereas the affordable mid-premium is, you know, slightly impacted by the interest rate hikes and the broader inflation. So what trends are we seeing, and are we aligning our designs on those lines?
So, Harsh, you know that we are in the premium segment and most of our projects remain in the premium segment. We are getting huge traction in Worli so far. And as I earlier mentioned in the in our discussion that, you know, Tower B, we are also tuning into that sort of a product mix. Delhi NCR Gurugram is again, you know, a larger product, premium, which is doing very well. Tisya in Bangalore is a premium one, which is doing very well. Kalyan, of course, you know, it's in that mid segment where we are facing some bit of challenges in the kind of, you know, attraction that we would like to have. So largely, you know, you're right, you know, because of interest rates, right, and some impact of, you know, COVID among the, you know, lower strata, the mid strata, etc., there has been a slight impact. But the segment which we are focusing on, which is the upper segment, selling above 7,000 rupees in markets other than Mumbai, and in Mumbai above 15,000, I think the demand continues to be very strong. And we hope to capitalize on this completely.
Sure, perfect. That's encouraging to know. And one last question from my side. Recently, we have been seeing there are lots of good developers, you know, buying land and going for their own land model also. Are we exploring any such thing at our within Birla Estates?
You mean to say outright purchase? Is that what you meant?
Yes, outright. Yes, outright.
We are open to outright purchase also. I think otherwise it'll be too opportunistic to wait for JDA. So we are. So that's what I was trying to mention. So we have now become much more aggressive in lookout for an outright opportunities also in the right segment with the right price, right location.
Sure, sir. Sure. Thank you for. Thank you, sir. Those were my questions. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one. We have the next question from the line of Abhinav Bhandari from Soham Asset Management Private Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Just so three questions. One is on the collection side for the quarter. The number has been a little bit lower, so just trying to understand that better. And I mean, how are we looking at it from a full year perspective?
Abhinav, I presume you are talking about real estate collections.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. So collections, I wouldn't go by quarterly collections. I would go rather by your what's the in-year collections or till date year collections. So, so I think we are doing pretty well. You know, because many things which were supposed to happen in the later year, we have collected at the earlier quarter. So as per our collection schedule, we are doing fine. As per our billing schedule, we are doing fine. We are targeting collection in excess of 800 crores for the year. And we are well on target for that. We hope to exceed that target. Backed on strong sales of Niyaara and, you know, the Navya and NCR, etc. So no sweat there, no problems there.
Got that. And for 9 months, how much would be the construction spend that we have done so far?
I will have to come back to you. I don't have that figures offhand.
Okay, but from a full year perspective, any number that we had earlier?
About 700 crores.
Okay, got it. So net from a gap perspective, collection versus spend, there may not be too much of a gap as far as full year is concerned.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Got it. And just on the earlier data which you highlighted, next year the projects which are up for launch are those two Bangalore projects and the next phase of Niyaara. So apart from that, anything else which is lined up in the existing projects?
We are hoping to launch Tower B of Birla Niyaara. And of course the sustenance sales of the other projects like Titya, Birla, Vanya, Kalyan. And we are hoping that in the next few months, we will be able to, you know, finalize a few projects and bring them to the launch stage in the next financial itself.
Sure. So just from that perspective, wanted to understand that this two Bangalore projects of Devanahalli and RR Nagar, typically from the time that you got those projects to finally coming to a launch date, I mean, what is the gestation period, just to understand, in terms of, you know, taking approvals, getting a plan ready, you know, so just to understand if any new business development that you do in probably first half of FY24, can the launch happen in FY24 second half itself, is what I'm trying to understand.
So, Abhinav, this totally depends on which location the project is and which region. If it is Mumbai, it's different. It's NCR, it's different. Bangalore is different. Pune is different. And opening on the size of the project also. So yeah, it's quite challenging for us to expect that, you know, we will get into a new project and also launch in the same financial year. It takes 12 to 15 months. Bangalore takes about 15 months. Bombay takes a little more. But we're just hoping, and that considering the kind of projects that we are pursuing today, there are a few projects which are in advanced stages of approval also. We had a past approval ready. So there are a good chance that some of these projects, you know, if we finalize it, we will be able to bring it to the launch stage in the next financial itself. So on that basis of confidence, I am telling you this.
Got it. Perfect. And just one last bit on the leasing side of the portfolio. I think last quarter we discussed that there was some vacancy which had happened. So has that got filled
it's
in?
It's all stabilized. Leasing is fully stabilized. It's fully, you know, leased out, 100% leased out.
Got it. Perfect. And hopefully we should have the escalations going on from next fiscal, the annual 5% escalation.
Yeah, in some of them. Not all of them, some of them.
Perfect. Got it. Sure. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may press star and one at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one.
I think if there are no questions, we can close for the day.
Sure. As there are no further questions, I will now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you for all for participating in this earnings con call. I hope if you have any further questions or would like to know more about the company, reach out to our IR managers at Valorem Advisors. We are very thankful to all our investors who stood by us and had the confidence in the company's growth plan. And with this, I wish everyone a great evening. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Batliwala and Karani Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.